Will you pray with me? Lord, I humbly come before you. I pray that my words shall be thine. Use me this day to your service and glory. Amen. We've been talking about seeds as our introduction to stewardship and what seeds mean. And so I'd like to speak for a short time on the seed you sow into what will it grow. Growth begins with the sowing of seed. That is true in the vegetable kingdom on the earth and is also true in the spiritual kingdom of heaven. It's amazing how you can change your life simply by paying attention to the spiritual seeds you sow daily. In Galatians 6, 7 through 9, the Lord says this. He says, "Do not be deceived, for whatever a person sows, that is what they will reap. For those who sow to please their own desires shall reap a crop of sorrow and evil. But the one who sows to the Spirit shall reap eternal life from the Spirit." The fruit of the Spirit tells us what to sow: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is the spontaneous work of the Holy Spirit in us. A seed is small. A seed is a very small thing compared to the plant and the harvest it produces. The parable of the mustard seed points this out in Jesus told parables, and Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. Christianity is not necessarily a religion of big, heroic deeds. It may sometimes require them, and the suffering of Christ on the cross exemplifies them. However, it is things which are small in the eyes of the world that even the world values: praying, comforting one another, seeking what is good in others, feeding others, the stuff of everyday Christian living and of the Christian's development. Things such as these are small seeds that we can sow day by day. A seed is ordinary. Of course, some small things are highly valued. A pearl, for example, may be of great price. A seed, however, is a very ordinary thing. People don't pay much regard to a seed because it's not only small but ordinary. Christians don't have to do extraordinary things to show gratitude with a kiss or a smile or a gift or even just a thank you is not very extraordinary. Yet these acts are little seeds that you can sow each day, and the harvest later may well be extraordinary. A happy home and family does not result from ingratitude and taking someone for granted any more than a desirable harvest can come from failing to sow good seed. Yet in all sorts of ordinary ways, you can sow seeds of goodness that will grow and produce an abundant harvest. A seed is faithful. Small and ordinary as a seed may be, so long as it remains alive, it will sprout when you sow it. The seed is faithful and reliable in doing what God meant it to do when it is sown. The spiritual seed we are thinking about is faithful too. It will produce much fruit in due season if we sow it. Please keep planting seeds. You never know what will take root. Amen. I would like to invite Kathy Cole up. Kathy is one of the members of the Communications Committee. And as we continue to talk about pledging or providing resources that are needed to continue our church, a very important part of this is e-giving. And I've been learning an awful lot about how to use the computer these days. And I've asked Kathy if she would please come and spend some time telling us how we can go about the e-giving. Kathy?
Good morning. It's good to be back home in the sanctuary today. Since March, because of my husband's illnesses, we've been worshiping from home. But when Arlene asked me to join her here today, it was a special request or a special honor for me, because Arlene is the one that brought me to this church for the very first time. She literally drove me here because she lived upstairs. And so she is the one that planted the seed for me. And through her and my faith, my church family here, my spirituality has grown. And I've been able to share some of my gifts with the church to hopefully improve things. Today, I'm here actually not to talk to you about e-giving. That's going to be next week because we have some new and exciting things on the horizon there. But today, I'm going to talk to you about online pledging. Why would you want to make your pledge online? Same reasons that you shop online. The same reasons that you send an email versus writing a letter. You send a text instead of making a phone call. It's easy and it's convenient. Also, by making your pledge online, you get immediate confirmation of what that pledge was and the information that you've provided to the church. At the same time, the church receives your pledge. It saves postage and paper, but most importantly, number one, is it saves FHPC, the time, the effort, and the cost of processing your pledges. Right now, I'm going to show you a short 3-minute video. This is my first foray into a filming on screen, and I hope you can see the advantage of online pledging.
They say that a picture is worth 1,000 words, so what better way to show you just how easy online pledging is than to show you on my desktop. go to the church website, www.fhpresbyterian.info. At the top right-hand corner in the menu, you will see the word giving. If you scroll or hover over giving and then work your way down to the bottom, 2021 Stewardship Pledge Form, if you click that, you will launch the Stewardship Pledge Form. For the purposes of today's demonstration, I will enter a pledge for our friend and member, John. As you see, just like the cards that we filled out in the past, the online pledge form looks for the basic information. Most importantly, John's total annual commitment for 2021. The online form does have a new field for intended payment interval. This is for planning purposes and is optional for you to complete. Also, we're offering you the ability to receive information about e-giving. John already uses e-giving, so therefore, he will not be needing offering envelopes. And finally, at the bottom, there is a comment box that you can provide any information that might be helpful to the stewardship committee. Once you've completed the form, you simply click the blue button. Once you do that, you will see that you will receive a thank you showing that your pledge has successfully been submitted. At the same time, you will receive an email confirming your submission in each of the fields that you completed. Simultaneously, that information will be transmitted to the stewardship committee and also to an online secure database. It's as easy as that.
It's just how easy online pledging can be, and that you'll find and take 3 minutes to complete your pledge online before November 22nd. I'll be outside after service today if you have any questions, or for those of you at home, you can email me at webmaster@fhpresbyterian.info. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.